Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today as we'll be joining my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful message that's entitled, Sins IOUs Paid in Full. Truly, we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt he did not owe. The debt for our sins, God's broken law, that passed on to us the penalty of death, and Jesus paid it in our place. I'll be back at the close of today's program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Sins IOUs Paid in Full.
What a terrible scene. What a terrible scene of mankind. It started out so beautiful. God created everything beautiful. And then he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And the Holy Spirit proceeded to sculpture out a likeness of God. And the Father El Shaddai breathed the breath of life into him. And he woke up in the presence of God without a sense of inferiority. Not being out of place because he was in the image and likeness of God. And everything was beautiful. Everything was good. For after every day of creation, God said, and it was good. And it was good. And the Hebrew word, tov, can also be translated, and it was beautiful. And it was beautiful. Oh, life was beautiful. And I'll tell you what, life can be beautiful again for you, old sinner. And if you're a saint, you know that life is beautiful. Hallelujah. Oh, give him a good clap offering. Hallelujah. Glory. Everything was beautiful. I'd like to have been there when Adam, or be Adam myself. I'd like to experience him. How many say amen? I don't know. Do they have some kind of a TV broadcast called Quantum Leap that you can leap into people and become them? I wish I could be a spiritual quantum leaper. I'd like to leap into Adam. When God breathed the breath of life in him and he became alive, I'd like to be able to be Adam when he smelt the first aroma of all the beautiful flowers in the garden. How many say amen? I would have liked to have been Adam to hear the beautiful songs of a creation in harmony. Hallelujah. Jesus paid our IOUs. Thank God he did it. I'll give him a clap offering. When we were in the slave market of sin and under the dominance of the devil, God redeemed us, bought us back, purchased our IOUs of debt to the broken law. We owe God a wage, for the wages of sin is death. But God came on that scene and saw us in the slave market, helpless and hopeless, never be able to get out of our own, and stirred up his bowels of compassion and love and mercy, and said, I'm going to redeem them. And the Redeemer had to be able to do three things. First of all, he had to be of the same kind. Second of all, he had to want to do it. Third of all, he had to have the price. God had the price. He wanted to do it. And he was going to become one of the same kind, because the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. He took on humanity. Paul said in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, in about the 5th verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus the Lord, who being in the form or the essence of God, and thought it not robbery, a big thing, that he was equal with anybody else that had the essence of God. But he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form or the essence of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the habit or with humanity of man, he became humble and obedient to the death of the cross. Jesus laid aside his divine God form and essence, and took upon him the essence of a servant, a slave. God had to be one like us. So therefore, Jesus became a slave, if you please. He not only became a human being, but he became a slave to the highest degree, even to death and the ignoble death of the cross. Because he loved us. Because he wanted to. Because he had the price to redeem us. Let me go back to John 1:14 that I quoted. And the Word, who is now the Lord Jesus Christ, became human. He took on our same nature. He became one of us to sit where we have to sit, to walk where we have to walk, to be under the same conditions and circumstances. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Now this Greek word dwelt is a very, very special word. Most of the other translations translate it, he tabernacled amongst us. In the Old Testament, the tabernacle where the Holy of Holies was and where God's presence was manifested was made out of goat and sheepskin. In the Old Testament, God dwelt in goats and sheepskin. But in the New Testament, God dwells in human skin. Because the Greek word for skin, its consonants are S-K-N. And all you have to do is take S-K and stick the vowel in, I, and you get what? Skin. And the Word skinned amongst us. He spread his tabernacle and tent of human skin and dwelt amongst us. And John said, and we went up to the tent door and looked in and beheld his Shekinah. We beheld his glory. We beheld his recognition, the only begotten of the Father. Jesus took on human skin and came on down and walked amongst us. Now, the word S-K-E-N-E with the two consonants the Greek puts it in, if we just change the K to C, and we get S-C-E-N-E, and we get the word seen. How many say amen? You know what a scene is, like in a movie or a play? And our scene was terrible. The scene of mankind from the fall and sin of Adam and Eve became terrible because immediately Satan came in to the paradise of God and mankind, took the IUUs of the debt of man's broken law and usurped of authority and made man a slave to sin, to Satan, to demons, with the ever look before them of them paying the wage of death. It was a terrible scene of sickness, disease, fear, oppression, domination by demons. But Jesus seen amongst us. Hallelujah! He came on the scene, and he's going to change the scene. He's going to rewrite the script. John said, we beheld. We were spectators of this spectacle. And it's very interesting that the Greek word for beheld, we get our English word theater out of it. Isn't that interesting? Here was the world, a theater of all kind of scenes. And the scene of mankind was terrible. And the end of that story in the last scene was to be cast alive in the lake of fire where there was weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But a new director. Oh, a new director came on the scene. He was going to change that scene. He was the new director, and he ordered the stage writers to change that scene. Hallelujah! He was changing the scene from defeat to victory, from death to life, from suffering to glory. Hallelujah! And from a slave to a son. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. He changed the scene. And John and the apostle stood back and said, we were spectators of the spectacle of our kinsman redeemer that was one of us and like us and desired our deliverance and had the price, came on the scene and changed it. And not only can life be beautiful, but when you come on the Lord's side, honey, it is beautiful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The only one that could buy us out, the only one that could purchase us back, the only one that could pay our IOUs was Jesus. Hallelujah. And he wanted to do it because he loved us. And he had the means to do it. A perfect, spotless, sinless, holy life as a sacrifice.
Praise the Lord, and what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Sins, IOUs paid in full. Truly we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt he did not owe. We were guilty. He was the just. We were the unjust. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to pay the debt of our sins. The Bible says in Romans, the 5th chapter, by one man's offense, sin came into the world. Sin was passed on to every man, and death by sin. That one man was Adam, and through his rebellion and disobedience to the word of God, he passed sin and the penalty of death down to all his posterity. But Jesus came, and he paid that debt. By one man's obedience, Jesus Christ, the debt was paid in full. Because he nailed to the tree the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, the accusations that proved our guilt and made us punishable, but he blotted it out with his blood, and then he triumphed openly, spoiling Satan and stripping him of any legal right to bring against us the consequences and the penalties for our sins, and he stamped it in his own blood. The IOUs are paid in full. This message is available to you on both audio and CD, and we would like to send it to you if you request it, and send a love gift of at least $10 to help us with the radio ministry. And ask for offer number 187T if you want it on audio tape, 187CD if you want it on CD. That's Sins IOUs paid in full. Offer 187T for the tape, 187CD for the CD. Please send your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.